Fred Film Radio, Zurich Film Festival, Switzerland.
Fred Film Radio, this is Nicola Comati here at the 13th edition of the Zurich Film Festival, and today I'm joined by Colin Warner. Welcome.
Hello, welcome everybody.
Colin, I was just about to tell you while the microphone was off that I'm kind of, you know, it's a tough one for me because we are bombarded by films, you know, like we love films, but here there's no filter, you know. I'm talking to a person, a man, whose strength for me is very difficult to almost understand, because we're talking about Colin Warner, which was wrongfully jailed for 21 years, so deprived of like freedom of everything for 21 years. And I just think about it and I'm like, I will never be able to. It's just too overwhelming for me. Just the thought of it is just too overwhelming. But you're here, so maybe it's like the biggest question ever, but it's just like, how did you do it?
Listen, even to this day, I don't know how I did 21 years in prison. But I could tell the audience that each and everybody has power within themselves. And it should not take a traumatic experience to release that power. Right? I don't know if words could adequately express doing 21 years. But I could tell you it was hell. It was frustrating. It was depressing. But through all those feelings, I knew that I had was to fight. If I did not fight, everything would remain the same. And one of the reasons why I fought was I did not want to accept the label that was illegally placed on me. I find that one of the things we own as a human is our name, right? We could protect our name or we could let our name go to the dogs. I decided that at that time, my name was essential to protect and to fight for. So that was my fight, to protect my name and not to live the life of a murderer, which I am not.
Tell me, do you see a clear cut between these 21 years and right now? Or like this kind of like, there's almost like a ghost haunting you all the time because of what happened there. Do you manage right now to, you know, to really, really finally establish a life, or you think that will always taint you, no matter what you do?
Listen, 21 years in prison would always stay with me. My goal right now is to live a decent, legal life. With that now, I have my companion, my wife, Kathleen Charles Warner, who is my backbone. And I believe without that backbone, I don't know where we'd be at. So a lot of credit is due to her. Listen, it's just fighting. We are all fighting. Some of us don't know we are fighting. But once we come to a consciousness where you see where you are in society, if you don't like where you are in society, you can change it. That's the power that we have as a community. When I was arrested in 1980, the community where the crime happened at knew I was not involved, yet everybody remained silent. So I told our community that they are in part involved in my doing 21 years because you remained silent. I wasn't an animal. I wasn't a predator. I came to America 26 months prior to my getting arrested. So I didn't know how much strength that I had within myself. So during the years, as I'm building my character, I realized that, listen, I am a warrior, not only in my speaking, but in my behavior. And a warrior never quits. So I am here talking to you now because I'm not a quitter. And I want people to realize and know that they are not quitters neither. When you are faced with adversity in this environment, go to Google. There's always a way to get around what you have been faced with, to deal with it. If anybody has not seen the movie Crown Heights, you need to see that movie. That movie was made for you. 37 years it took me to reach out to you. So please, give me a little bit time of the day and watch my movie. It's a blessing, it's a gift. All right?
Thank you so much, Colin.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And this was Colin Warner for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.